Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday, I started talking about handling grief and loss, and I opened up the story of Job from the Old Testament. And you might know that story. Remarkable man, a devout Christian with lots of wealth, material possessions, only to have them wiped out, including his children, actually, who were killed. And he was a man who feared God, but he faced complete devastation and heartbreak. Now, what was he going to do? Well, actually, if you read Job, you'll find that he went through something quite normal. Today we call it the stages of grief. No doubt in those days I didn't call it that, but we need to know that not all of us will experience these stages of grief in the same order, and we won't experience them in the same intensity or every stage of that, but they are nonetheless common to us all. Now, the first reaction to loss, and this was Job's reaction, is numbed shock. And I know that because at the end of chapter 2 and verse 12, Job's friends came to visit Job to console him, and that sounded like a good idea. But this is what we read. When they saw him, that's Job from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud. They tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. And then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. Now, that's really a tragic story. No one says a word. Job doesn't say a word. Now, how come? Why are there no words? Well, simple. This man is in deep shock. And I think this is the universal first reaction to loss. Hearing about the death of a loved one is just unbelievable. It's contrary to the reality that we're going to have that person around. We just can't comprehend the news, and we could end up going into a state of shock. So we'll neglect everyday activities like eating. We'll be unable to make decisions, and you know, we won't have the same clarity of mind. Now, this stage of grief can last for hours, days, or weeks. Now, of course, it can be a frightening experience, but can I say, from my experience too, it's a normal reaction. I'd suggest that in many ways it's a wonderful reaction because it's the way God created us. In fact, it's a kind of natural protection that keeps us from facing all at once this huge impact of loss that you might be feeling. It has been described as a time of numbness, and it kind of, initially anyway, insulates us from the intense feelings that could actually overwhelm us. So this numbness. So I believe that it's a God-given reaction that's built into our own system. But of course, we're not meant to stay there. We don't need to rush out of it either, but we shouldn't fear it. It's normal. And keep in mind that you may be in this shock experience and you feel that God is not there. For example, we might need to read Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help, the Bible says, comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. He who watches over Israel will not slumber or sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life, because the Lord will watch over your coming, your going, both now and evermore. Now, that's the sort of message someone who is in shock needs to hear. God has got you firmly by the hand. He won't let you go. He understands the situation. When the shock wears off, we're able to fully grasp the reality of what's happened. And then we could move on to, I guess, the next stage. It sounds very simple, doesn't it? But it's not that easy when it happens. The next phase of grief, we could call it a time of suffering and disorganization. And Job, the person we're thinking about, he said, "Why did I not perish? Why did I not die at birth as I came from the womb?" You know, he just was so sorrowful. He just wished he hadn't lived. So anyone who's ever experienced this profound loss is very familiar with those thoughts and those words. And when it hits you, there appears to be no hope, no reason to go on. Stop the world, I want to get off. But, you know, we can understand that Jesus went through a time himself. Jesus died, he rose again, the grave is empty. So he is with us in our time of grief. The psalmist said, "The valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." So isn't it true that Jesus is our rod and our staff? Our hope is in Jesus. And tomorrow we'll continue on. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust you in all things. Amen.